We have a salt-related question that's come in from our live audience.
Yeah.
Beth is in Pennsylvania, and Beth is actually asking a question that I was going to ask you next. She wants to know, are red mineral blocks better than the white salt blocks?
I don't think so. I mean, they have minerals, added minerals in them, and that's kind of why they're red. They're not just sodium chloride. They've got some other minerals in them, and so, yeah, they're going to get some... they'll get a little bit of zinc and copper. I think when I looked at the analysis for a red mineral salt block, and I said, okay, so let's say that the horse consumed an ounce of salt a day, which would be fulfill its sodium requirement, and let's say it consumed an ounce off of a block, I figured out that they were getting less than 1 milligram of zinc and less than 1 milligram of copper. So it's really not even making a dent in the requirement every day, and I think they tend to be more expensive. So, I'm not sure I would spend the extra money. I think I'd probably just go for the white one.